The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You. My name is Otto Loos. My co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello.
And we will explain for 2 seconds here. We would hope that David Linden, who was supposed to be here, is a little under the weather. And we hope you're feeling well.
That's right.
And
well,
John was supposed to be here, John Ryan, as the normal host. I'm a semi-normal host. But anyhow, we wish John good luck with his little journey today as well. Project Independence is a program which is the initiative of the town of North Hempstead to help people stay in their own home for as long as they wish to stay in their own home or are able to, frankly, because there is a time where that's not the case. To me, the beauty of Project Independence is you call a number, 311, and if you have any kind of situation whatsoever, you will get guidance. Project Independence they have a nursing staff and a social work staff, but they do not do a lot of the work. They will guide you as to how to take care of many different
connectors.
Things. Right, which is very important. But more important than that, we have some very, very good guests today. And our first guests are with United Way, with a program called Project Warmth, which if you've been outside at all this week, it's a good time for Project Warmth. We have Trish Rivers, who's a Community Impact Program Associate. And we have Susan Dunbar, not related to the Armored Carrier Company, who's a manager of marketing communications. Suppose you just give us a little background on United Way. A lot of people have heard about United Way, but, you know, so now what? Give us a little overview.
Sure. So United Way of Long Island, we are part of the global network of United Ways. And United Way of Long Island specifically services Nassau and Suffolk counties. And our focus is to create a better life for all, which means that the organizations or community partners that we work with, as well as our direct service programs that we provide, they center around the three key building blocks of what creates a good life, and that is education, health, and financial stability. And so part of what we do, it's really twofold. We fund over 100 local organizations, which, as I mentioned, are our community partners. And that is the reason behind that is to really make sure that there are agencies ready and available to help with a wide variety of service needs right here on Long Island. And then in addition to that, we also provide our own direct services, many of which take place right out of our headquarters, in particular job training for veterans and youth. And we also provide academic and enrichment scholarships, as well as housing and green construction training. So it's really, it runs the gamut, and we're very proud of the work that we do and the organizations that we support.
So basically, if somebody donates to United Way, they are donating to the main organization, who then disperses it according to what they feel
Correct.
Is the best place to put the punch, if you will.
Right. It's what we call the Community Impact Fund. And those are the unrestricted donations that come in that help us support all of those program direct service programs and the 100-plus organizations that we give an annual allocation to.
Right.
Correct. And in addition to being able to donate to that fund, if people do wish to give, they can also designate specific areas of need, such as veterans or youth and education, if they wish to give specifically to those causes as well.
So, but health, education, and what was the third one?
Financial stability.
Financial stability.
Right, okay. Are the three main goals or principles that United Way is really striving to help people with?
Correct.
And I think that you're here for one specific part of United Way today called Project Warmth. Maybe you could give us a little bit of a rundown on
that. Yeah, Project Warmth is the only non-governmental emergency heating program in the country. So we are, because we're United Way of Long Island, we service Nassau and Suffolk. We also cover the Rockaway area in Queens that's covered by PSEG. Because National Grid, PSEG are two of our biggest funders for this program. We're actually in, this is our 25th anniversary this year. Program began in 1994. Wow. So this is our 25th season. And the program will open on Monday, December 16th. And beginning on that day, people that find themselves in a heating emergency can call our 211 information and referral call center to be referred to an intake site. We have intake sites across Nassau and Suffolk County. We have 17 main community partners that are not-for-profit organizations or governmental organizations that have caseworkers where people will call 211 and be referred to those. But in addition to those 17 intake sites, two of those are Catholic Charities and St. Vincent de Paul. So that encompasses all of the parish ministries and conferences across Long Island. So there really are intake sites in every community across the region.
So when you say intake sites, this is like where I could be identified as a person who has a problem paying my heating bill, and I understand utility bill, which could be gas, I guess, or
right.
electricity.
Right. So Project Warmth covers your fuel source, whether it be oil, gas, propane, kerosene. Out east, we find a lot of people use wood, pellets. There have been cases where people use corn. Out east sometimes can be a little bit creative in their heating sources. We will do whatever we can to accommodate those needs.
Yeah, wow.
Most common, of course, are the oil and the gas.
And we're stuck up on your corn.
And we'll also cover the electric if it's required to run that heating source.
You know, one of the partners I saw in here is Meenan, and I happen to be a Meenan customer. It's not a commercial. We don't do that. But it was interesting. When I knew it was coming on here yesterday, I got a bill for $580, and it related, make me relate to this Project Warmth,
right.
That all of a sudden, if I'm a little bit on the lean side, that's a problem.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
And
you know,
I might not get one of those deliveries in the next few weeks. I may get multiple deliveries.
Right. You never know, you know.
It doesn't take much to get $1,000 worth of oil bills.
Absolutely.
And the next thing you know, you can't afford to pay them. And
right.
That's where you
and that's where Project Warmth comes in. You know, we are an emergency heating program. So if somebody finds themselves out of oil, unable to secure an oil delivery based on finances, you know, 30% of the Long Island population are what we call ALICE, which stands for, if I can remember here, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. They're the working people who live paycheck to paycheck. And one setback can really throw that budget into turmoil. You know, you have a car repair needed. You need your car to get to and from work. Do you pay that car repair or do you pay for oil? You have to pick and choose. So those families really find themselves very frequently in these situations. And that's why Project Warmth, although it's based on the premise that HEAP is based on, we do not have that income requirement. So for people that are eligible for HEAP, we do require that they get their emergency HEAP benefit when that opens in January. But we are there for the people that don't qualify for those government benefits.
So they would just call, you know, let's say I was struggling. So is there a certain time? So if you're out of oil, like what's the turnaround time?
So we try to do it as quickly as possible. We ask people to have a quarter of a tank or less, but preferably not empty.
Right.
You know, it could take, 5 days before the oil delivery will be made. But we will work as quickly as possible. We have very good relationship with the oil companies that we utilize, and they do try to get there as quickly as possible, and they do put a priority on our cases when we request them to deliver.
Do they have to give you information, like how does
so
that work?
Yes, they would. When they call the 211 line, they'll be referred to two or three organizations within their area that are trained to do the intake. When they call to make that appointment, they'll be told what documents to bring with them.
What if I'm like I was working and I was living right to the end of the line, but I wouldn't exactly be put in a poverty area. I can relate to some friends going back where they did get into that situation.
Absolutely.
Either maybe they lost their job, somebody died, there was a divorce,
right,
health, whatever, and all of a sudden somebody who looks like they're well off is and not so well off.
Absolutely, and they are perfectly welcome to come through Project Warmth. That's one of the reasons that Project Warmth was created, for those people that are above that eligibility income for the government benefits such as HEAP.
They could go directly to your organization?
Right, they would call 211. Everybody has to go through 211 because they have to go to an intake site where the caseworkers, so the caseworkers are trained to get the information necessary, and then they route all of the applications over to United Way for the clearinghouse.
Does it require a home visit or anything like
Not
that?
At all.
No? So it's strictly...
Strictly right. The customer needs to have, you know, an emergency situation happening. Right. So they have to be very low on oil, unable to secure an oil delivery. They'll have a termination or a final notice on their PSEG or National Grid bill, and we don't want them to be terminated. So our grant, we've got a great relationship with PSEG, National Grid. They are our two biggest supporters. National Grid helped found this project back in 1994. And so that will alleviate that termination for 30 days, which gives the customer a chance to go down and speak to a consumer advocate to get themselves onto a deferred payment so that they don't wind up in the same position 30 days later.
Now, that's an important thing you just brought up, though, consumer advocate. In other words, within those companies that you mentioned, like National Grid or whoever, the oil company, would they all have a consumer advocate?
Well, not the oil companies, but PSEG and National Grid certainly do, and they will work with the client who's in a situation. So, and as you said, they may not always be eligible for the government programs, which is why Project Warmth is here, and those organizations are also willing to work with people to help make sure that they become stabilized and able to afford their bill.
Is Project Warmth a one-time deal?
It is. It's a one-time grant for the season.
Okay.
So they can get an oil delivery and a PSEG if the PSEG electric is required to run their burner in the same season. They can get both the grants, but it is a one-time.
So just a one-time during that season?
It's one time during the season, hoping to get them stabilized and be able to afford their fuel for the rest.
Like you mentioned, that they'll work with them on maybe setting up some kind of a budget plan?
Absolutely. PSEG and National Grid do that with their customers on a regular basis.
Right.
So they just need to make that call.
Right. Okay. Probably one of the biggest things, I think, is people might be reluctant to take advantage of something like this because we all have a certain amount of pride.
Absolutely.
And, there are times where you kind of have to eat your pride a little bit.
Absolutely. And that's...
And face the facts that...
But I also think with this not having an income guideline, it kind of opens it up more, you know, because I feel like a lot of programs with income, you know, you start feeling like it's like you're divulging this information that you're not meeting a certain, you know, criteria. But the fact is that this is open to people who, like
absolutely,
you said, I mean, emergencies happen all the time to everyone.
And this makes a really good point, is that some people are reluctant. I have people
especially
in my life
our
who
seniors.
Are reluctant to ask for help. And really what I tell people is, you know, at some point in your life, everyone is going
of
to
course,
need help from another person.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons and the mainstays why United Way of Long Island is here and why Project Warmth exists. Because we want to make sure that we lift up our community members and that they have the tools and needed to maintain financial stability. So it is important, and you know, anyone who might be hesitant, this is completely confidential. It's free to apply, so there's really no risk in reaching out and inquiring, am I eligible for Project Warmth in a time of need?
Right, and your point of people being uncomfortable and having pride, we see that so much more frequently in our senior population.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, they will pay their bill and do without food or their medication, and that's what we don't want to see them do.
And on that note, we will
I'm just getting the high sign that we have 3, 2, 1 second
That's right.
Left.
We'll continue
and
shortly.
We'll take a break and we'll be back.